Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Each Friday, as we conclude our weekly broadcast about business, we reach out to City View and Jeff Pitts because he knows what to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. Jeff, welcome back, my friend. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
I bet it is. Managing editor of City. You know, I don't know how I missed this.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
Well,
come on. It is. It's kind of a big deal. It's, you know, for those of us who have been in the publishing business at one time, I mean, you know, if you know the managing editor, you're talking with the brass.
I don't know if I'd call it brass.
You're far too modest, sir. Anyway,
I
don't know how I missed that. So that happened, what, in the spring?
Yep, that's right.
See, you're just not the kind of guy that brags on yourself.
That's right.
That tells those stories. Yeah. All right. I like it. But I opened up City View, and there it is.
There
Jeff
is.
Pitts, managing editor.
There it is.
Yay. All right. I like it.
Well, thank you.
Where were
you?
It's a belated.
Where were you?
I don't know. I got so much going on.
Just kidding.
All right. What's happening?
Good question. What do you feel like tonight?
Music.
Okay. Got it. Whitey Morgan.
Whitey Morgan.
Woolies.
See? How did I know?
You want to hear the run-up?
Where's Parker?
Here's the hype.
What?
I know we need Parker for the music.
Because he knows all of this stuff. Okay, so Woolies tonight is who?
Whitey Morgan.
Whitey Morgan.
The troublemaker. The struggling, hardworking man. Country music has no shortage of characters singing about hard luck and a hard life. But that's Whitey Morgan seems to have had a dose of all the aforementioned.
Oh, yeah. My mother's in prison. You know, she ran over a reindeer. And oh, yeah. I got it, man. Killed Santa Claus. And
let's hope not.
I know. It's just a horrible thing. So, Whitey.
Hard Times and White Lines, released in October.
Nice.
Promoting the new album. Yeah.
I suspect he must be a blonde or gray-headed with a name like Whitey.
I think he had a hat on when I saw the pictures. Okay. I couldn't really tell.
All right. Whitey's going down tonight.
Indeed. Woolies.
Hattie.
You betcha. Let's see. What else? What next? If not music?
Sports. No?
We have sports tomorrow.
Okay. What else we got tonight?
How about Iowa's premier beer, wine, and food expo.
Is that going on?
That is. Starts tonight, runs through tomorrow.
Goes through.
Iowa Event Center, more than 120 vendors scheduled to attend. Should be something.
You going?
No.
No?
I don't drink.
Well, you don't have to drink. I mean, they have food vendors.
It's probably not, you know.
Yeah. It's just maybe not a good idea. Yeah, I got it. All right.
And one more that I probably will not be at,
okay,
but I'm sure looks like fun. Abracadabra.
Oh, the magicness.
The best kind of magic show is a naked magic show.
What?
Maybe. The Naked Magicians. I think we've talked about that.
Yeah.
It seems like they always end up on this list when they're in town. What an easy thing to market. It's like grabs everybody's attention.
Yeah,
anyway,
naked
to be at the Temple Theater. Apparently, they want to prove that nothing is up their sleeve.
Yeah,
they're doing the tricks.
Maybe.
And so a lot
the
of
naked
skin.
Magician.
Yeah. Yep.
Look, he's a putz. He's got a putz.
And I don't think it's like it's not like a
schmeckle,
you know, like a skin show or anything.
Oh,
I think
right.
It's just part of the. I don't know.
You just don't know. Right?
I don't know.
See, that's.
They must be popular.
The managing editor,
quite a bit.
See, the managing editor of City View ought to be going to this kind of thing so you could report firsthand on what's going on.
Take a pass.
Okay.
On that one.
Okay. All right. Well, Parker should be going to this.
Yeah.
We just use him as a foil. When he's not here, he's just it's all his fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So we got music. We got
magicians.
Naked magicians.
And Iowa's premier
right.
Beer, wine, and food expo.
Got it.
Okay, Pella Opera House.
There
I've never
go.
Been there. This I would like to go.
Have you been to Pella?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really great town.
I put the wood shoes on. And,
you did?
Yeah.
Clunk around a little bit, did you?
Got some pictures. Got went up the windmill. Looked at some tulips.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You?
Yes, I've been there.
What's the most fun you ever had in Pella?
Ooh.
Tough one.
I can't tell you.
Stumped you.
Yeah, well, her name was... anyway, no, I can't go there. Van something. I can't remember.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Had nothing to do with wooden shoes. Zero.
Well, why is wooden shoes... How is that a good idea?
I don't know. You know, I guess that they'd last a while. You know, I guess you don't have to buy
unless you're walking over hot coals.
Right. It'd burn up.
It doesn't work that well.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Pella. Pella Theater. What are they doing there?
Resurrection. A tribute to Journey.
Oh.
The band. Yeah. 7 p.m. The gold standard Journey
is this,
tribute.
Is this tonight or tomorrow? Is this Saturday? This Saturday. Is Saturday. Yep. Okay.
This is the gold standard of Journey tributes. Resurrection, a Journey tribute that faithfully recreates the experience of 1980s Journey concert experience.
Wow.
Dynamic. Okay.
Dynamic.
Compelling. Features some of Nashville's hottest musicians.
Oh, so this is a cover band that plays Journey that looks like Journey. And yeah.
At the Opera
What's your favorite Journey song?
I knew you were going to ask that. Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, there you go.
I had to Google it.
Stop.
You?
I don't know. That one. You know, this is
I was going to say Carry On My Wayward Son, but then I Google it's not Journey.
Yeah. True story. You know, I spent years behind a microphone and a top radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing disc jockey stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know any songs.
Really?
No, I really don't.
How'd that happen?
Well, I don't know. I've got friends that I was working with at the time, and those guys would know title and artist and all that stuff. I just never...
Never,
you know,
caught.
No, I just played the music and did the jokes and had fun. And
right.
Yeah, I was like, what song? Who does that? I don't know. You know. I know the Beatles do a couple, but who knows? The Stones. And
what's your favorite song?
Oh, I got a lot of them.
If you were on an island, you could only listen to one song that was on repeat for the rest of your life.
I Left My Heart in San Francisco by Tony Bennett.
That's what I was going to say.
Get out of here.
Did you really leave your heart in San Francisco?
I did.
Or was it
in
Pella?
Pella could have been a close second. Van Winkle or something. I don't know.
Rip Van Winkle?
No,
is he
no,
Dutch?
No. I'm sure.
Should be.
He ain't Dutch, he ain't much. That's how it goes in Pella.
But you have a bumper sticker that says that.
I do, yeah. He ain't Dutch, he ain't much. All right.
Okay. Let's try and keep it together here. How about hockey?
Hockey.
Iowa Wild, and they're good this year.
Yeah, they are good this year.
So Saturday night, they play the Bakersfield Condors.
Ooh, that's a new team. We've not played the Bakersfield Condors,
not
I don't
any
believe.
Bells.
I wonder who they're the farm team for.
I did not look it up.
Uh-huh. All right, so Bakersfield Condors
are
coming
own.
To town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One step away from the NHL. It's big-time hockey.
It is.
Yep. So this is at the Well, Saturday night. Also, later in the week, they play the Milwaukee Admirals.
The Admirals, that's a regular team. They come in and they play. Yeah, I know those guys.
The Admirals.
Yeah. Do you know what else is this weekend?
No.
I have to tell you. It's Diwali.
What's that?
It's the Hindu festival of lights.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Where?
Hindu homes, you know, Hindi homes. And, I don't know. It's probably, you know, it's kind of one of those holidays that if you ain't one, you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, makes sense. Right?
It's like it kind of reminds me of Hanukkah for us Jewish folks, you know, because it's the festival of lights, you know, light chasing away darkness, knowledge over, you know, ignorance and all that kind of stuff. And so they're having a big shindig up at the temple in Madrid, I understand. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. Anyway, happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
Yeah, and people wear nice clothes and all kinds of great food. So there you go.
That's... A holiday tradition that cuts across all cultures.
It certainly is.
Great food.
Great food. And nice clothes and Easter bonnets and stuff. All right.
Also, more sports.
Yeah.
This one, Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m.
Baseball?
Cyclones.
Ooh.
In Ames.
Got it.
ISU is 5-3 overall, 4-2 in the Big 12, and things are beginning to roll in the right direction with one of the nation's top young head coaches at the helm, Mac.
There it is.
There's rumors he's going to be big time next year. Right. Maybe Ohio State.
Whoa.
Went the right way. That's just rumors.
Rumors.
Don't you love rumors?
I do. I like the Fleetwood Mac rendition. That album was pretty cool. Yeah, rumors. All right.
Rumors.
I do remember that stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. You know. I just know the titles. I don't know.
You would clean my clock and beat that tune, yeah, or name that tune.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do that.
Yep. Next week, join the ukulele craze.
Get out of here. You mean
they're... learn how to play.
All right. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be.
I think the ukulele, you know, just such a magical little instrument.
Amen.
I remember when Tiny Tim lived here in Des Moines. And, yeah, did you know that?
Which Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim. You know, tiptoe through the tulips, Tiny Tim.
I don't know what that,
Oh, you
is.
Don't know? Really? Uh-huh. Yeah, he married Miss Vicky on the Johnny Carson show back in the 70s. And he had this high voice.
Really?
Tiptoe through the tulips. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the guy. Anyway, he lived downtown Des Moines at the, yeah, at the Renaissance at the Plaza.
Really?
The, yeah. Yep.
And what's that got to do with the...
Well, he played the ukulele. Wow. We're really bringing it out today, aren't we? So you don't know Tiny Tim?
Isn't it like from the what do you call it? The Ghost of Christmas Past, present, future thing?
No. Well, yeah, sure. But this guy is a real guy. I mean... You know, he lived and breathed and walked among us. Tiny Tim. As a matter of fact, I remember going to a party.
Yeah.
And Tiny Tim was there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was in Clive, and it was a big outdoor tent party. I'm making this up. And Tiny Tim came with his ukulele and sang some songs.
Best time you ever had in Clive?
Oh, boy. How about that? Phew. Boy, that goes back a long way.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. That was, yeah, anyway. If I remember it correctly.
About 50-50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is Tuesday.
Ukuleles.
6 to 7, Northside Library, and they have these classes, I think, weekly. Ukulele, you join the ukulele course. I think there's only like 3 strings, and you don't have to, you know, it's like a guitar, but you don't have to, some of the complexities taken out.
I'll have to see if I can find Tiptoe Through the Tulips and then underlay it, you know,
yes,
during our conversation about ukuleles.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It is. Classic.
Des Moines' most famous person, you think?
I don't think he's the most famous person, but he's up there. And a lot of people don't realize that he used to actually live here.
Count me.
Yeah, there you go. Managing editor for City View has no idea. We'll have to fix this. Shane? Hey, Shane!
All right, also next week, Straight No Chaser.
Oh, yeah.
One-shot tour, Tuesday at the Civic Center, 7:30. If the phrase male a cappella group conjures up an image of students in blue blazers, ties, and khakis singing traditional college songs on ivied campuses, think again.
Yeah, right. This ain't it.
Straight No Chaser, they sing that Christmas song, or I don't even know if it's a holiday song. Everyone's heard it. I don't know how to explain it. What's you know the name of it?
I have no idea.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, they
change like tunes midway. It's like a.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That's the only. Me. That's the only holiday song I know.
You do it well.
I know. Thank you. All right, so
yeah.
No Chaser.
Straight No Chaser. Yep. We also have in Stevens Auditorium, Cinderella.
Oh, there you go. Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. It's classic.
Classic.
Yep. That's next week. That is that'd be Tuesday also. And then on Thursday, Clue the Musical, also in Ames. Clue, Ames Community Theater.
Clue the Musical.
The Musical. Never seen it. Are you?
No.
You played the board game lately?
No.
You ever played it? Mr.
Maybe,
Plume and
maybe it's been a long time ago. My favorite game used to be Monopoly, but we would play Monopoly as a board game. That thing would go on for hours.
Yeah.
Hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, today I don't think anybody could play it because, you know, we have the attention span of a goldfish.
When was the last time you played Monopoly?
Oh, it's been 30 years.
People don't play it anymore, do they?
I don't know.
It does take too long.
It does. Right now we're shooting things up on the, you know, with PlayStation. Which, by the way, just the other day I found my old PlayStation.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I still had it. Yeah.
From when?
Oh, it's been years ago. Yeah. PlayStation 1 or 2 or something like that. I don't know. Medal of Honor and all that stuff. Shoot 'em up.
I never had PlayStation.
Man.
I had Nintendo.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still remember where I was and what I was doing. First time I saw somebody solve Super Mario. It was like, you know, some generations have the Kennedy assassination.
You remember Super Mario.
I remember when my brother solved it. It was like, whoa, is this really happening?
Guy doesn't know anything about Tiny Tim, but he can remember. Okay. All right. That's it? Is that a wrap?
Let me check. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen, he knows what's going on the county. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, for all the crew that puts this together each and every week, Chap Ramsey is in charge of production. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. Get some more sales out there, Aaron, would you please? Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some music, original stuff for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Jeff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.